When my alarm goes off in the morning, I wake up to the country station down in Dry Ridge. And the first song that was played early this morning was George Strait's Baby's Gotten Good at Goodbye. The very first words of the song, "What a rotten day this turned out to be." First off, that shows that country music can be very depressing. The day hasn't even started yet, and already he's saying how rotten it is. But second, that's probably the worst song you can play today. The lyrics continue, "I still can't believe she'd leave so easily." The whole promise of today, the Immaculate Conception, is that Our Lady didn't leave. Perhaps this is a song for the first Eve and not the second, as hopefully we will see. Imagine for a moment the creation of Adam and Eve. Adam being created from the dust of the earth, and Eve being created out of his side. Created, and they were created perfect. There was no sin. They were created in perfect happiness. Then they were given one command: to not eat of the tree of the good and evil. And remember, they have no sin, they are free. And they were tempted by the devil, and they gave in to temptation to eat of the forbidden fruit. And because of that, sin entered the world. And just like that, George Strait was right. I can't believe she left so easily. And with that, wars and pain and suffering and sickness entered the world. And in a sense, creation was torn into shambles. But fast forward a few thousand years, 1,000 years of death and destruction, and the Lord does something very interesting. In the midst of all this destruction, he gives one person the greatest gift imaginable, the grace of being preserved from sin. And what does that sound like? That sounds like a new creation. "I'm going to try again," the Lord says. In this state, she is the same as Adam and Eve. And now the Lord gives her a choice, as we hear in the gospel this morning. "Will you bring forth my son?" And imagine the tension, if there could be tension, in heaven. "I did this before, and Adam and Eve said no." The Lord is saying, "What will you say, Mary?" St. Bernard, one of the great Marian doctors, says, "All of creation is hanging on edge at her answer. And what will it be?" And we hear at the end of the gospel her response to grace: "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to thy word." So there must be tremendous applause and excitement at her answer, for she said yes. She decided to remain open to God, unlike Adam, who turned his back, who closed his heart. She said yes. She opened her heart in full trust, in full obedience to doing the Lord's will. And because of her obedience, she becomes the new Eve who brings forth life into the world, unlike the first Eve, who brought forth death. Unlike Eve, who let the devil slither into her life, Mary, in full confidence in God, put the smack down on the devil. She knew that he was indeed the father of lies. And so we are eternally grateful for her yes. Because of her, we have him. She teaches us to trust in God, to be obedient to him, and that brings forth life and happiness, to always be open to the life of grace. In a world in which it's almost fashionable to disobey God, to not trust him, to shut out the life of grace, turn to Our Lady. Ask her to help you. Ask her to trust like she did. Open wide the doors to grace of life, of the very life of God. In her immaculate conception, she is completely free. We are free when we listen to God and do his will. When we turn our back on him, we become slaves to our passion, to our desires. We are not free. Sin is slavery. She teaches us to say no to sin and no to the father of lies. In God, there is life. Give everything to him. Her yes brought forth a new creation. Her yes brought forth the second Adam, who washes away our sin, who restores us. One of the beautiful images of baptism in the books is that we become a new creation. We receive the life of grace. So from your baptism, you keep that grace alive. And if you have lost it, go to confession. Stay close to that awesome sacrament of reconciliation. One of the titles of Our Lady is that she is the Mother of Mercy. It was a merciful act that she said yes and responded with a resounding yes. Respond with a resounding yes to the Lord like she did, and turn from sin. Open your hearts wide to Christ. She comes to us in this battle for our souls, and she gives us the key to victory. This battle which started by Adam's disobedience. The key is the life of grace in God, saying no to sin and saying yes to him, to God. Let our Lord in, like Our Lady did. We can say no to it all, temptations. If you've fallen, be restored. Because of her yes, we have the ability to be restored. Our Lady is given to us as our mother at the foot of the cross. May we run to her always, for she brings forth life and true life, Christ the Lord. One of the beautiful bumper stickers that I saw one time, it was one of my best friends at the seminary, and on his car he had a beautiful bumper sticker, and it says, "If we have her as our queen, we have him as our king." This good queen remains with us always, always leading us to her son, the king. May we always stay devoted to her, always. For in our devotion to her, we are devoted to our Lord. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee.